two good things on dredging. As you know, we had our meeting with our grant people here in Margate, and we had about 10 or 12 of them here. And that was for grant monies where we're trying to do restoration. As you probably saw in today's paper, maybe, the editorial over Ocean City's moving forward to dredge all their lagoons. The biggest problem all the shore communities have is the cost of dredging and what to do with the dredge material. We have proposed as a city to either restore marine habitat by utilizing the cut across what was Captain Andy's, which is no longer passable basically at mid-tide, and it was man-made first place in 1940. Restore wetlands there, or use Shelter Island, which is about 28 feet deep. As you know, we've been studying it. It's a new concept for the state of New Jersey, although it's being done in Maryland and Louisiana. But now New Jersey seems to be changing their attitude, and they're now kind of encouraging us to go forward. And we have grant money, which is what we've been using. I saw the recent email that Roger sent out from Eddie Wahlberg's testing of sediment and soil. For instance, our lagoons are about 68% silt, 26% sand, which has great significance as to what you can do with that material. So it was a positive step forward. It was a great thing that they came down here to our city and met here at our city hall. And I consider it important, not only just for Margate, but really for all the shore communities. With that in mind, we also have a response, as you know, from the Deputy Commissioner of the DEP, Virginia Kopcash, and we are scheduled to meet with her on June 28th in Trenton. Now, we don't have a Foga de Chai up in Trenton, but we do have a Mastroianni's up there. You know what Mastroianni's is?
Yeah.
So who wants to go? And at least they responded to us. And it, again, it'll benefit by Margate primarily if we can come up with some relaxation of these very harsh regulations, at least in my opinion. And they're paying attention to us. So we have a field trip to Trenton, and hopefully they're going to maybe revise ultimately some of the regulations that make it so cost prohibitive almost to do dredging. That's why we're doing this. Basically, it's about $100 a cubic yard right now if you truck it away to a landfill. So I consider that to be very positive too, Mayor, that she responded to your letter and set up this meeting. I know she's going to have her staff there. If you recall, we submitted 5 white papers from various engineers and professionals who on their own time put together responses to these various regulation amendments that we think should be implemented. So June 28th is a good day for Margate. That's it.
Thank you, Scott.